All right, it's 3 November. It's Wednesday. It's time for the CG Report. The curse is worse than the disease. That and a lot of other things to go over on today's report. Okay, before I give you my first article, I want to remind you that Saturday night, you've got to turn your clock back. If you don't turn your clock back, you're going to be early for church, and you certainly don't want that. So turn your clock back and an extra hour of sleep on Saturday night. From the Epoch Times, Chinese media promote Beijing lawyer saying COVID-19 laws could allow death penalty. To enhance control of the Chinese people, the government is promoting a view that threatens use of the death penalty on those who resist cooperating. Zero Hedge. Brits who post false information about vaccines could be jailed for 2 years. The online safety bill, described as the flagship legislation to combat abuse and hatred on the internet, has faced fierce criticism from civil liberties groups for its broad overreach. The law would create a knowingly false communication offense, which will criminalize those who send or post a message they know to be false with the intention to cause emotional, psychological, or physical harm to the likely audience. Government sources gave the example of anti-vaxxers spreading false information that they know to be untrue. Given that the authorities have deemed all kinds of information about the pandemic and vaccines false that later turned out to be true, this is a chilling prospect. For example, claims that vaccines are not fully effective in stopping the spread of COVID-19 would have been once deemed false, but that position is now a proven fact. We'll see some of that today. From the Epoch Times, vaccinated people easily transmit COVID-19 Delta variant in households, UK study. A year-long study from the Imperial College London, published in The Lancet, found that the Delta variant is still highly transmissible within a vaccinated population. By carrying out repeated and frequent sampling from contacts of COVID-19 cases, we found that vaccinated people can contract and pass on infection within households, including to vaccinated household members. Because the Delta variant can spread easily among vaccinated people, another researcher involved in the study, Dr. Ajit Lalwani, argued it is necessary for people to get the vaccine or boosters to reduce severe COVID-19 symptoms. We found that susceptibility to infection increased already within a few months after the second vaccine dose. So those offered a booster should get it promptly. Tell me that makes any sense. From the Epoch Times, breakthrough infections, deaths among COVID-19 vaccinated rose in recent months, says the CDC. Cases per 100,000 among the fully vaccinated increased from 12.3 in late June to 121. That's 10 times more, kids. In mid-August, around the same time, COVID-19-associated hospitalizations in that population rose from 8.9 per 100,000 to 75, and COVID-19 deaths jumped from 0.1 per 100,000 to 1.1. That's about 10 times for both of those, too. A stream of studies in recent months have indicated that COVID-19 vaccine effectiveness is waning, especially against infection from the virus which causes COVID-19. The CDC data gathered from surveillance systems in states and hospitals provides another source verifying a drop in protection. A breakdown of the CDC's data by age showed cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in the vaccinated increased across all age groups. Officials in Maryland, which contributed data on cases and deaths, said that they've seen an increase in deaths attributed to COVID-19 among the vaccinated. Of the 190 deaths among confirmed COVID-19 cases between September 16th and October 18th in the state, 32% were fully vaccinated. Next article, maybe it's more. From the Gateway Pundit. Former CDC Director Robert Redfield claims more than 40% COVID deaths in Maryland were fully vaccinated. Former CDC Director Redfield, now senior advisor to Governor Hogan in Maryland, made an alarming admission that 40% of the recent COVID-19 deaths in Maryland were fully vaccinated. However, Andy Owen, a spokesperson for the Maryland DOH, had a different claim that from September 1st to October 15th, only about 30% of Marylanders who died of COVID-19 were fully vaccinated. So the other 10%, even if they didn't die, the 30% don't matter, right? You have to get up to 40% for it to matter, and the 30% just don't matter. Only 30% of them. Officials released a statement writing, "This further underscores our mission to maintain immunity by urging eligible Marylanders to get their booster shots." Like that's going to help. From CTV, more than 1,700 fully vaccinated people got COVID-19 in Ontario over the past 2 weeks. Experts say it's not a concern. From Newsweek, vaccinated senior dies when COVID strikes his hockey league after first game in 18 months. Gateway Pundit, Ireland has massive new COVID outbreak despite 91% vaccination rate. They provide the latest timeline for all of the cases in Ireland, and I can tell you that this is not the fault of the unvaccinated. From CFP, COVID is surging in Waterford, Ireland, where 99.7% of adults are fully vaccinated. Waterford, once the crown jewel of Ireland's vaccination program, now has the highest rate of infection in the country. For the first time since March, the number of patients in hospital with COVID in Ireland is over 400. This is in a country where 92% of adults have been vaccinated against the virus. It's worse for County Waterford, where almost every single person over the age of 18 has been double jabbed, and yet case numbers are surging, with more than 700 new cases documented in the last 2 weeks. HSE Chief Clinical Officer Dr. Colm Henry admitted that the figures were higher than we would like, but added they would be even higher but for the impact of vaccination. That is one stupid man. From the Gateway Pundit, 70% of COVID-19 deaths both in Sweden and the UK in September were fully vaccinated. Government data revealed that in September, 70% of COVID-19 deaths both in Sweden and the United Kingdom were fully vaccinated individuals. The country recorded about 130 fatal COVID cases during that period. Possible reasons for the uptake in vaccinated deaths include that it has now been quite a while since the oldest ones were vaccinated, that the vaccine coverage has increased. Tell me what that means. That means absolutely nothing. That the restrictions have been eased, and that the Delta strain has taken over. How about the vaccine is causing people to catch it? That would be my guess. Despite Sweden's mass vaccination campaign, the recent surge in infections has led to the highest number of COVID-19 cases in Swedish senior care residents since February. UK Health Safety Agency released a COVID-19 vaccine surveillance report on October 7th that showed most COVID-19 deaths in UK were among the fully vaccinated individuals, as were most hospitalizations in September. Most, and it has everything to do with vaccine. From Reuters, COVID science, breakthrough infections can lead to long COVID. Genes may explain critical illness in young, healthy adults. The persistent syndrome of COVID-19 after effects, known as long COVID, can develop after breakthrough infections in vaccinated people. It seems like everything today is a breakthrough infection. Researchers at Oxford University in the UK reviewed data on nearly 20,000 US personnel. Previous vaccination does not appear to protect against several previously documented outcomes of COVID-19, such as long COVID features, arrhythmia, joint pain, type 2 diabetes, liver disease, sleep disorders, and mood and anxiety disorders. The absence of protection from long COVID is concerning, given the high incidence and burden of these lasting problems, they added. SMH. Immunity wanes. Study finds vaccinated people easily transmit Delta in households. This is from London. The Delta coronavirus variant can transmit easily from vaccinated people to their household contacts. The Imperial College London study illustrates how the highly transmissible Delta variant can spread even in a vaccinated population. The researchers underlined that this did not weaken the argument for vaccination as the best way of reducing serious illness from COVID-19 and said booster shots were required. From the BLP, German city to stop publishing statistics of vaccinated hospitalizations to avoid playing into the hands of corona deniers. The health authority of a city in Germany has announced it will cease publishing statistics regarding vaccinated coronavirus patients who are hospitalized, citing what it claims is a false narrative from corona deniers. The mayor of the city of Weimar announced that the city would adopt a policy of concealment in a statement that has since been removed from the city's municipal website. The indication of the people who are treated with vaccination in the hospital clearly distorts reality and thus plays into the hands of corona deniers and opponents of vaccination. We want to avoid creating a false impression and have therefore decided to not indicate the number in the future. The reason why is because all of them are vaccinated. The announcement was swiftly removed from the city of Weimar's official website 2 days after it was published. From the Epoch Times, Representative Murphy, FDA advisor's remark on COVID-19 jab for kids, the most dangerous statement I've ever heard in medicine. A remark made by a FDA advisor is the most dangerous statement I have ever heard in medicine, the only active practicing physician in Congress said in a new interview. Dr. Eric Rubin, editor-in-chief of the New England Journal of Medicine and an associate physician specializing in infectious diseases at Brigham and Women's Hospital, sits on the administration's vaccine advisory panel. Before the panel voted this week to advise the FDA to authorize Pfizer's COVID-19 jabs for kids 5 to 11, Rubin said, in part, "We're never going to learn about how safe this vaccine is unless we start giving it." That's just the way it goes. That's how we find out about rare complications of other vaccines like the rotavirus vaccine. That is literally the most dangerous statement I've ever heard in medicine, Representative Greg Murphy from North Carolina, a doctor, said. How's that going to sit with the average mom, the average parent that cares about their child? That they want their child experimented on? Rubin's remarks were clipped by various people and widely circulated on social media, with some users saying it showed that the vaccine should not be given to children. Asked about the criticism, Rubin told the Epoch Times, "The clinical trial of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine in children showed no adverse events. All data to date indicate that it is safe. It will prevent the hospitalization of children with severe disease, as it does with adults. The vaccine works and saves lives." The claim the trial showed no adverse events is false, as the FDA did discover 13 cases of lymph node swelling. However, none of the trial participants experienced heart inflammation, a serious side effect that has been seen at higher than expected rates among youth, especially males. From Yahoo, U.S. buys 50 million Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine doses for kids. Pfizer Inc. and BioNTech SE said they expect to deliver 50 million more doses of their COVID-19 vaccine to the U.S. government by April end as the country prepares for vaccinating children. From Ynet, after FDA approval, Israeli experts say children must be vaccinated against COVID. Vaccinating young children can be a game changer in the fight against the coronavirus pandemic, one expert says. From Zero Hedge, pediatric COVID hospitalizations plunge as schools reopen, baffling experts. All summer long, Fauci, Walensky, and other unelected federal bureaucrats have been warning that COVID cases will explode as soon as teachers and students return to classrooms in person this fall, which is why Dr. Fauci has been one of the loudest voices cheering on politicians like New York City's de Blasio and others who have imposed such mandates on teachers and school employees, which has since been expanded to cover most, if not all, city employees. But just as Pfizer, Moderna, and their allies in the federal bureaucracy prepare to declare mRNA vaccine safe for all students between the age of 5 and 11, Bloomberg has just pointed out a remarkable shift Hospitalizations involving U.S. children, already extremely rare compared with adult population, have fallen sharply as schools reopen. The number of children who have been hospitalized or died in the United States due to COVID-19 has remained extremely small, while the number of U.S. minors who have been confirmed positive with COVID has numbered about 5 million since the start of the pandemic. Fewer of 700 of those people have died. When it comes to hospitalizations, the difference between infected adults and children is pretty dramatic. Despite this, many are pushing for children to also be required to get the vaccine as soon as it's approved for their age group or face the same kind of alienation that their parents are currently being subjected to. The disagreements have turned communities against one another, but while the big pharma machine gears up to shove vaccines down the throats of children and their parents, the phenomenon of falling hospital positions simply can't be ignored, even by the MSM, which is quite practiced at that particular school. Daily pediatric admissions with confirmed COVID have fallen 56% since the end of August to an average of about 0.2 per 100,000, according to DHHS data. From Press California, Pfizer adds ingredient used to stabilize heart attack victims in vax for kids. I wonder why they do that. Buried on page 14 in the Pfizer paperwork submitted to the FDA for the COVID vaccine for children is this disturbing nugget. And yes, I checked the PDF, I read it, and this is true. Authorization is being requested for a modified formulation of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. Each dose of this formulation contains 10 mg of a nucleoside-modified messenger RNA encoding the viral spike glycoprotein of SARS-CoV-2 that is formulated in lipid particles and supplied as a frozen suspension in multiple dose vials. To provide a vaccine with an improved stability profile, the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for use in children 5 to 11 years of age uses tromethamine buffer instead of the phosphate-buffered saline as used in the previous formulation and excludes sodium chloride and potassium chloride. Tromethamine is a blood acid reducer which is used to stabilize people with heart attacks. Here are known side effects of that particular agent: respiratory depression, local irritation, tissue inflammation, injection site infection, febrile response, chemical phlebitis, venospasm, hypervolemia, IV thrombosis, extravasation with possible necrosis and sloughing of tissues, transient decreases in blood glucose concentrations, hypoglycemia, and hepatocellular necrosis with infusion via low-lying umbilical venous catheters. Get yours today, kids. From the Gateway Pundit, Dr. brags on social media about letting her 4-year-old child be used as a human guinea pig for vaccine testing. A doctor is bragging on social media about letting her 4-year-old child be used as a human guinea pig for testing of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine in extremely young children. The mother, Dr. Jill E. Weatherhead, is the director of Pediatric Tropical Medicine Clinic at Texas Children's Hospital and the Adult Tropical Medicine Clinic in Harris Health System in Houston. Today, my 4-year-old had the privilege of participating in the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine clinical trial at Texas Children's for 2 to 4-year-olds. We are thankful to the scientists, pharmacists, and others involved in the vaccine development process for working to keep our children safe. I would call that child abuse. From the National File, FDA committee members reviewing Pfizer vaccine for children have worked for Pfizer, have big Pfizer connections. No. From CNBC, California readies 4,000 sites to administer 1.2 million COVID vaccines to kids 5 to 11 in first week. The more than 1.2 million vaccine doses will be ready to distribute within the first week after the shots get approved. We have around 4,000 sites that are ready to administer and over 1,000 providers across the state enrolled to vaccinate, and more than 860,000 doses of vaccine have already been ordered. We're killing our kids. I'd like them to do a thorough study of how many children are damaged by this. I'm sure we're not going to find that out, but I'm sure the number is going to be very high. From Deccan Herald, woman dies 30 minutes after getting second COVID jab. A 36-year-old homemaker collapsed and died on the road under mysterious circumstances. In Heganhali, Rajagopala Nagar in North Bengaluru. Well, that's a mouthful. Dinesh, husband of Mangala, a resident of Laxman Nagar near Kamakshipalaya, has filed a complaint expressing suspicion over her sudden death. Police have registered an FIR on the complaint and are investigating the death. Mangala was back home at 11:20 after vaccination. Police said that 5 minutes after returning home, she met a family friend at the marketplace to pay chit fund dues. Within half an hour of vaccination, she died of complications. I suspect COVID vaccine may have caused her death and request a thorough investigation, said her husband. Well, her vaccine journey is ended. From the Washington Examiner, Minnesota surgeon fired after saying parents should make children's health care decisions. A longtime Minnesota general surgeon was dismissed from his hospital after arguing parents should make health care decisions for their children. The regional health provider, Lake Region Healthcare, confirmed that Dr. Jeffrey Horrock no longer works there. The company did not specify the reason for his departure, but the doctor recently made comments regarding parents making healthcare decisions for their children. I am a man who believes individuals have the right to do their research and decide what is best for them and their children when it comes to their health. I don't believe governments or institutions should dictate that. It's a position I've always taken, and when the science doesn't make sense to me, it's hard for me to go along. The Fergus Falls School District's October 11th board meeting attracted relatively high attendance due to fallout from its 10-day mandatory mask policy. Horrock made an appearance at the meeting, suggesting parents be allowed to make healthcare decisions for themselves. While there, he also discussed a monkey at a Detroit zoo that can tie knots, a reference some deemed racist. 9 days after Horrock's speech, the surgeon claimed he was offered a choice, resign or be terminated. The doctor chose the latter. Zero Hedge. Inexpensive antidepressant slashes COVID-19 hospitalizations by over 30%. New study finds. Researchers in Brazil analyzed 1,497 high-risk symptomatic Brazilian adults confirmed positive for SARS-CoV-2, including patients from 11 clinical sites across the country, with a known risk factor for progression to severe disease. Of the nearly 1,500 patients, 741 patients were prescribed 100 milligrams of fluvoxamine twice daily for 10 days, and 756 were given a placebo. Of those participants given the drug, 79, meaning 11%, needed to be hospitalized for medical care compared to 119, 16% in the placebo group. Researchers said their analysis showed that the drug cut the risk of hospitalization by 32% overall. Only one patient died while taking fluvoxamine, compared with 12 who died while on the placebo. A 10-day course of fluvoxamine costs approximately $4, researchers said. The MSM is probably going to start calling this stuff dog constipation treatment or something. It'll never go through. They'll say that you just can't take that stuff because of whatever reason, because they want the big dollars, and a $4 medicine is not going to help them make that goal. From CNS, Congress didn't give OSHA authority to impose vaccine mandates. OSHA is about to require 80 million working Americans to get vaccinated. You may be among them. There's just one catch. OSHA lacks the legal authority to impose a vaccine mandate. Declaring that his patience was wearing thin with unvaccinated Americans, Biden announced that OSHA would require companies with at least 100 employees to mandate that workers either get vaccinated or submit to weekly COVID-19 tests. OSHA sent a draft mandate to the White House on October 8th. Once the White House completes its review, OSHA will issue the order and then get sued. The courts will almost certainly strike down the OSHA vaccine mandate. Here are a few reasons why. Congress did not place vaccines within OSHA's purview. OSHA is establishing the vaccine mandate through an emergency temporary standard. This highly unusual process allows OSHA to bypass public notice and comment. Federal agencies, including OSHA, typically must submit major rules to public scrutiny before finalizing them. To take the emergency temporary standard shortcut, the agency must persuade a court that workers are in grave danger and that it is necessary to protect them against that danger. The grave danger that an emergency temporary standard must address must come from exposure to substances or agents determined to be toxic or physically harmful or new hazards. A toxic substance or agent is a poisonous element or compound. A substance or agent can be physically harmful because it is flammable, explosive, or carcinogenic. The danger a virus causes, by contrast, derives from its ability to replicate within living organisms. Congress created OSHA to promote workplace safety. OSHA inspectors look for hazards that can potentially harm employees, such as improperly stored chemicals, inadequately lighted or ventilated workstations, or lack of protective equipment, for example, gloves and hard hats. Vaccines against viruses are an entirely different form of protection and are beyond the scope of OSHA's mandate. Congress tasked the Department of Health and Human Services with determining the safety, efficacy, and appropriate use of vaccines. Congress authorized the Food and Drug Administration to determine whether vaccines should be allowed in interstate commerce. It empowered the CDC to recommend who should receive such vaccines. Both agencies are within HHS. OSHA resides in the Department of Labor. Congress has given neither OSHA nor the Department of Labor authority over vaccines. Congress did not give HHS the authority to impose a general vaccine mandate. While HHS has regulatory jurisdiction over vaccines, it has no power to impose a general vaccine mandate. If it had, Biden would have directed HHS to tell employers to require their workforces to be immunized. If Congress did not authorize the agency it empowered to regulate vaccines to mandate their use, OSHA, which has no such power, certainly lacks that authority. If Congress meant to give an agency authority to issue a general vaccine mandate, it would have enacted a law conferring and defining that authority. The U.S. has suffered through smallpox, polio, and a raft of other diseases, including the seasonal flu, for which vaccines are available. The federal government has never imposed a general vaccine mandate, nor has any agency claimed authority to issue such a sweeping mandate. If Congress had authorized a mandate, it would not have encrypted it and concealed it in an obscure subsection of the OSHA statute. Congress does not. As then Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia wrote, hide elephants in mouse holes. From the Epoch Times, Florida, where I'm living, Florida now has one of the lowest COVID-19 rates in the United States. Florida this week was tied for the lowest COVID-19 case rate in the United States. Without mandates or lockdowns, COVID-19 cases in Florida have decreased 90% since August, Governor Ron DeSantis said in a Wednesday update. In addition to cases, hospitalizations have plummeted in our state. This has been accomplished by making monoclonal antibody treatments and vaccines widely available throughout our state while protecting Floridians from government overreach. I can tell you that it is very, very good to live in Florida. From the Epoch Times, Krispy Kreme begins vaccine mandates, employees prepare to be terminated. That doesn't affect me at all. I am a Dunkin' Donuts guy. I couldn't care doodly squat about Krispy Kreme. Before we finish today, I'd like to read you something that's uplifting and encouraging instead of all of the bad news that's out there. We've got a lot of bad news. We got a lot of people that are doing bad things. I would call them bad people. They want to run your lives. They want to tell you what to do. There's only one person that you are accountable to. And that is the Lord Jesus. He's given us wonderful and sure promises in his word, and I'd like to read you a couple of them. This is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting in verse 35. But someone will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive until it dies. And what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be, but mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of animals, another of fish, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible is put on incorruption, and this mortal is put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, but the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Good words from the hand of Paul. We have a hope that transcends this world because we have a hope in Jesus Christ our Lord, who came to die for our sins, who was buried, and who was raised again. He left our sins in the grave when he came out of the grave. So now we are free from the bondage of the law, we're freed from the imputation of sin, and we are on the way to glory because of what Jesus Christ has done. Thank God for Jesus Christ. So, such is the world in which we lived, and from Sarasota, Florida to Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, I'm Charlie Garrett, and that is your midweek CG report.